Welcome into our daily editorial. I've got my buddy Jim McKinney on the line with me right now. Jim McKinney from South Carolina, on vacation back there. He is taking his son to visit the university that he's going to be going to in the fall. I want to start out by saying three things. First of all, regarding the editorial I did this morning with Chuck Page. Chuck really, I think, is coming from the same position pretty much basically that, Larry, you are coming from. I know that I am at this moment in time. I'm going to be doing a segment on the weekend radio this weekend on, I think, the medical community is falling down right now. And I want to say one other thing right now. You know, I have a number of friends who are progressives and friends and relatives, and I want to say that they don't really have the values that I do. And Jim McKinney and the McKinney family, I think, explained to a T exactly what I'm talking about. Number one, they have very, very strong religious values and very strong social values. They're not saying they're better than anybody. They're just saying those are the values that they have. Guess where their son is going to university next year. I would have to say the same thing about Kathy, and I don't mean to offend anybody, but a lot of the progressives who I know don't have the values that we do, and it's interesting to see what their children are doing today. My two daughters that I recognize are doing very, very, very well. Contributing to society, very honest, making good money, certainly not on any type of welfare. I would like to think that the way that Kathy and I brought them up, which was somewhat anti-progressive, helped them out. Jimmy, I want to get back to what's going on in Washington here because you haven't been around for a while. Now that Jay Inslee has claimed victory over COVID, which is really not true, I get numbers every day. There are people dying from COVID every day in the state of Washington, and cases are still coming about. I will have to say not as many as before the masking took place. I don't want to just be one-sided in my opinions. COVID seems to be kind of a bit of a misnomer right now in the state of Washington. Jimmy, what's your opinion? You said this all along, by the way.
Washington State has been one of the bottom five in numbers of COVID deaths and COVID cases since March of 2020. So that's over a year and a few months. And Jay Inslee has used the COVID situation to have executive control through executive emergency powers in the state and to limit either debate or even legislative action on any topics. He's really, really restricted that and simultaneously has publicly stated in a video teleconference with Bernie Sanders last in 2020 in the summer that he wanted to use the COVID crisis to benefit or to emplace his global climate change initiatives. He basically said, I want to use this. Let's don't miss this opportunity to use it for our climate agenda. And so he's kept the state locked down when the numbers did not justify it. And right. You know what? There are people still getting getting a COVID, if you can call it a COVID sickness.
Yeah.
Yeah, a sickness but the vast majority are recovering. We're at a 99.7% survivability rate. And it's just unfortunate, but in these Democratic and progressive run states, they're using this as an agenda tool. And I think it's been sickening. I've been fighting against it and trying to inform people of the numbers and the facts for a long time here in locally in the state. And of course, I'm out here in South Carolina where there has been no masking requirements for a while. They never really did have the same type of lockdowns that they did anywhere else, and people have been fine. And the numbers are actually better than they were, you know, most anywhere in the country.
Right,
and of course, that's
right.
the same with Florida and Texas. So, yeah, I mean, it's incredibly frustrating that it took this long for him to wake up. But he had an agenda, and my understanding, he's going to continue down that agenda
well, sure
with climate change initiatives. So.
Well, I mean, sure he is, and all the progressives are going to vote for him, and there's nothing I can say. I can say two things. Number one, for me to say all progressives fall down on their responsibility to their kids, which I'm assuming some people could take what I said earlier as being synonymous with that particular statement, that's not what I'm saying at all. I know a lot of progressives who have wildly successful kids. And I also want to say that in terms of my girls, socially they are very, very progressive. But in other areas, i.e. responsibilities, they are very, very conservative. They believe that we all have to do what we have to do to make things better for other people. What was that all about, Jimmy? You got an orchestra back there, bud?
Oh, yeah. And it was a phone call coming in because I'd forgotten to turn off my sound on my phone.
Tell you what, I'm just going to give the mic over to you because I really have nothing else to say other than what I just said. I don't want people to get angry at me because they may misunderstand what I'm saying about progressives. I'm not saying they're bad people. I'm saying I just don't agree. And when I talk about their kids being irresponsible and not particularly successful, that is not a blanket statement at all coming from me. I know a lot of my progressive friends probably won't talk to me anymore, but I just want to say we're all individuals, and our political leanings do not necessarily portray the map that is going to be followed by our kids. All I can say is I'm very proud of my girls for what they have accomplished. Jimmy, you got the final word. Anything else you want to say?
Oh, I just, you know, I think that, yeah, our children do reflect our values. I think when people are confused with what their values are, when they try to, I really think the entire issue comes down to faith in something bigger than what the human capacity can manage.
Right.
And I think when you take that away, you've got to fill it with something else. And I think people fill it with COVID fear. They fill it with climate fear. They fill it with, you know, with really false gods because they don't have faith in something else. And I think it really confuses young people, which is why we're seeing all these problems with, you know, in with youth, with critical race theory, with, you know, with the school critical race theory being approved by the legislature of Washington State, which is basically fraudulent. It's separating people and not putting them together. Why you see this gender and, you know, sex education, that it's okay for kindergartners to talk about transgenderism. You're confusing families. You're confusing children. You're confusing young minds that are on, you know, developing and trying to figure things out.
Right.
And I think it's when they don't have good role models and good parents and they don't have an anchor in some bigger, larger faith and belief, it becomes very damaging. And I think that's what America is facing right now. That's what I see is the big, big challenge.
Well, what I see, and I put my money where my mouth is on this one, I believe that anybody who doesn't at least consider the whole picture is detrimental to the United States of America. Jimmy, I'm looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. Thanks, bud.
You bet, Al.